Gurudev is Akhanda Tattva and he is himself Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. All the Guru who are in this line, Hari Baba ji. And those who are authentic, really Guru, having the qualities of Guru, transcendental Guru, from all, for all, this song is there. You can understand that it is for your Gurudev, for Gurudev's Gurudev, up to Nityananda Prabhu and Baladev Prabhu. You should always know that we are of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. We may be of different groups, no harm, but we are in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. If anyone is chanting name and he is not Mayavadi or he is not mixing in Mayavadi devotees and he is not so lusty, some honor for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, some honor for Radha Krishna conjugal, some honor for bhakti. He may have so much unwanted things, but even if he is chanting one name, even we should try to respect him like our family one. We must. And those who are chanting regularly, without offense, very much honor for Krishna name. No unwanted things are there, no offenses, not criticizing anyone. Like our bandhu, like our bosom friends, we should try to give him more honor by dandat pranam, that he is our, in our family, more. And to them, always observing in chanting name, always in hearing Harikatha from superiors, and also remembering Ashtakaliya Leela of Krishna. We should give our everything in his lotus feet. And to try to serve, doing pranam, and by bosom friend, we should serve them. We must do all these respect to three kinds of Vaishnava, Kanishta, Madhyam and Uttam, as they are qualified. If you are not giving proper respect to them, your bhakti will not be increased. So, here, can you tell the meaning of this song that we sing here? Yes. The meaning. Sri Guru Charana Padma. Narottam Thakur has told. He has taken from whom? Himself, Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, from all he took. Especially from Jiva Goswami, Narottam Thakur took all these things. We must have so much strong faith in Narottam Thakur. We should try to obey him. You should explain. Very brief.
Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. Kevala means only. He is the only abode of bhakti. What kind of bhakti? Sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, and prema bhakti. He's the abode of those three kinds of bhakti. And at every stage, his anugatya, or guidance, is always required. Even in Goloka Vrindavan, that anugatya, or guidance, is there. That guru, who's our guide here, remains that way eternally, even when we receive our siddhadeva.
If anyone has no guru, or anyhow, he had some guru but not qualified, he fell down. But he is still remembering chanting. What will be his gati?
Destination.
What it will be? If he is not making any offense, not criticizing anyone, then after this life, only this will be, that he will not go to hell. And he will come in proper line. He will take birth in a high class of family, not so much poor, not so much wealthy, and as a devotee. And there he will have to take again, accept a guru, and he will have to take initiation from any highly qualified guru. Anyone without taking the shelter of any high class of guru, they cannot have pure bhakti in lakhs and lakhs births, thousand and thousand births. They must come in this life. But if anyone thinking that no need of guru, Krishna's name is so powerful, without the help of any guru, we can attain Krishna Prem. No, this is wrong idea. Why? That is why Krishna, Ram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they took initiation from their Gurudev. Those they are Himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know Nityananda Prabhu, Akhanda Guru, but he accepted Lakshmipati as his Guru, or Madhavendra Puri, like his Shiksha Guru and Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Ishwar Puripad, Ishwar Puripad to Madhavendra Puripad, Baldev Prabhu also, like that. So we must accept. He is telling that he is Gurudev, is abode of all kinds of bhakti. Everything gone.
That guru has so much power, the bona fide guru, that by his mercy one can be freed from the cycle of birth and death, free from all sorrows and sufferings. That is, millions of births of karma are taken away by such a bona fide
guru. Guru takes the karma, bad activities of his disciple.
Takes them away.
What is the meaning?
The meaning is that the guru is like a great big fire, and no matter how much unwanted things one puts in a big, big fire, that fire burns those bad things to ashes, and the fire itself, by its own power of bhakti, gets bigger and bigger all the time.
But anywhere it has been told that guru takes this sheen and all the bad activities, fruit, and he has to taste. Is it right? Unqualified person. Those who have a false ego that I have become guru, they cannot digest all these things. They cannot burn. But really a guru, like fire, at once, it burns everything. He does not have to take. They quote that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told in his last days, due to my bad disciples,
Swami,
And also in Srimad Chaitanya Bhagavata or anywhere it is written like this, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the but it is not right. Like Sanatana Goswami has told that I am like a insect of tool, stool. I am more wretched than anyone. It is not right. So it has been told anywhere, but it is wrong. So Guru, if he is qualified, by seeing Guru, all bad activities burns away. Gradually, our all kinds of sin, all kinds of unearths, unwanted things, and all kinds of aparad, offenses will go away. And then bhakti will come, prema bhakti will come. And another way, that is first prema bhakti will come and all offenses, unwanted things will go away. Even our lust will go. It is very dangerous, very dangerous. But what is the process, proper process? First prema will come and then all will go, or all anarths will go away, then prema will come. What is the process?
First prema comes and then automatically darkness is it. Krishna is always so busy herding the cows and playing with the gopis, so he has no time to think of the fallen souls. But his mercy, the personification of his mercy, Sri Gurudev, is as his mercy, thinking of all the fallen souls and how to deliver them. Therefore, he's more sarvajna or omniscient than Krishna. So he's the friend of the fallen, he's the ocean of mercy. Then, O Gurudev, please give me the shade of your lotus feet. Your fame is spread all over the three worlds. Srila Gurudev explained this meaning in Vrindavan. It seems like your fame is spread all over the three worlds. Those words are very ordinary sounding, but the real meaning is very deep and full of great humility and weeping by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who wrote this song. That is, I am the most fallen. I am so wretched that no one has the power to deliver me because my sins and my aparads are so great. My mind is so full of wicked desires. So, if you deliver me, it's not a statement that your fame is spread all over the three worlds. The real meaning is, if you want, O Gurudev, your fame to be spread all over the three worlds, that you are the deliverer of he who cannot possibly be delivered, then please deliver me, then your fame will be spread all over the three worlds.
Finished? But there is something to go deep. All gurus are not same. No? Some gurus actually not guru. Some guru semblance, abhas of guru. Some gurus really in madhyam adhikar. Some guru, like Narada in his first career. Some guru, like Sudhay Goswami, Murchit Kasai. And some are in second character of Narada Goswami. All are not same. If there is a tamarind tree and you are in that tamarind tree state and you are thinking that, oh, this is mango tree. One day mango will come and it will, we can taste. Oh, this is quite wrong. A guru who is practically not guru, always he was fallen down. But he acted that I am Guru. False ego. Never chanted so much. No realization. No disattachment to worldly desires. Oh, he is not Guru. He is fallen even. But, oh, they have false ego that I am Guru. By these Gurus, oh, they will go to hell, or taking with you forcibly. They will take you and both will go to hell. Shastra has told like this. They cannot help or both will go. Like Prahlad Maharaj has told to his father and his Gurudev. They cannot help. But if really Swami is in Madhyam Adhikar, Madhyam Vaishnav, he can help. How he can help? Oh, by telling Hari Katha. Gradually, he will make you like as he is Vaishnava, by hearing Katha. He will tell so many Katha. Offenses may go, all unearth may go away, and thus he will help you. But if he is in, like Narad Goswami in his first career, what he will do? He will help so much. But Sukadeva Goswami and more than that, Narad Goswami in his second stage, he will see you and Krishna Premi will come. He will tell like this, Krishna Bhaktir Bhavatu. Krishna Prem Bhavatu, Braja Bhakti Bhavatu. And what will be? At once, by seeing. But Madhyam Adhikari Guru, he cannot do. So if you are thinking that our Guru is like that, like Nityananda Prabhu and Baldev and Narada Goswami, he is merciful, even he is in Madhyam Adhikari. He will help by his words, by his behavior, always helping, always Hari Katha. Oh, he will tell, follow me, how I am chanting. You know, Loknath Das Goswami told to Narottam Thakur, follow me, be here and chant always. But he missed something and he told, you should go and be pity, merciful to all others. You are not qualified to do like me. When he will know that Krishna and Krishna name is same thing, no different at all. Name is more merciful than Krishna himself. Krishna name is more powerful than Krishna himself. Radha Nam is more merciful than Radha herself. You should have a strong belief like this. And then chanting and remembering. So there are so many stages of Guru. All are not same. But we should try to know that my Gurudev is what? Himself Krishna. None different of Krishna. Because it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. What? You should know that I am your Guru. Like Guru is I am. Sometimes Krishna becomes like this. So all we should have a faith. But even we should know in Madhyam Adhikar that all Guru are not same. But it is very clear that if we are offered to our Gurudev totally, then Nityananda Prabhu or Baldev accept us. He is bound because he has told Nityananda Prabhu and Baldev. So be very, keep very strong faith on your Guru. And try to respect all Guru Parampara. There are all flowers in one garland. If you are neglecting one flower even, oh, the garland will be broken and all flowers will be scattered. No fruit, no garland. So you must have honor to Gurudev in this way. And then try to follow Rupa Goswami. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has authorized him, was very near and dear to. He has told, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur also has repeated same. All Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Adau Shaddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Atha Anartha Nibritti, Sya Nishtha, then Ruchis, Tata Ashakti, then Bhava, Arrati. This is the process. And after that, Sneha, Man, Prem, Anurag, Rag, Mahabhav, and all comes. So what is the meaning? You can. Adav Shatta. In standing. You should try to follow all these things. If you really want to be a pure devotee, if we are inspiring you, but you are giving more attention, more energy to worldly things. Only knowing will not do. You should follow this process that Rupa Goswami has discovered with so strong belief.
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has very kindly given the process for us, a map of the stages in which a sadhak, a conditioned soul, will have to pass in order to attain his aim and objective, Krishna Prema. If one does not follow the sequence given by Srila Rupa Goswami or changes the order of the sequence, then he will not be able to attain his goal. Therefore, it is very essential that we understand every step. So first of all, Srila Rupa Goswami is saying, Adho Sraddha. First of all, by associating with pure devotees, Sraddha, transcendental faith will come. What is that? Sraddha Shabde Vishwas Kahe Sridhita Nishtraye Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarvakana Kritahai. When there is an unflinching conviction within the heart that simply by serving the lotus feet of Krishna, Hari Guru and Vaishnava, then all of my responsibilities have been settled. I have no other engagements or obligations in this world. My only obligation is to serve the lotus feet of Sisi Radha Krishna. This is called Sraddha. This Sraddha is not a commodity of the material world. It cannot be given by any person who is not transcendentally situated. But by the mercy of high-class Vaishnavas, this Sraddha...
So what is Sraddha? What is Sraddha?
This Sraddha is the...
What is the constitutional... symptom of Sraddha?
This Sraddha, the seed of bhakti, internally it is called Krishna Seva Vasana, the desire to serve Krishna.
This is main thing. We should know that our main object of our life, our devotion, what is that? Supreme personality of Godhead and prem unto his lotus feet, the service of Krishna. So anyone who is common, simple persons, if by the hearing high class of devotees, if a tendency to serve Krishna comes, oh, this is really bhakti seed of bhakti. And then its external symptom is what?
Shraddha.
What is Shraddha? Shraddha in the words of Krishna, in the words of Gurus, in the words of Vedas. That it is true to extent. We must follow. This tendency comes first. But first Gurudev gives what? Our Siksha Guru. Oh, the desire of serving Krishna. By this, my whole thing, my whole life will be successful. This strong belief is Shraddhariya. If it comes, then what is the symptom for this? If he will be bitten in 22 markets like Haridas Thakur. Oh, na charimu harinam. If you will cut me in pieces, if thousands of very beautiful aspara,
heavenly angels,
angels coming, and oh, we want to marry you, what he will do? He will do like this. Is Lakshmi coming and requesting that I am giving you the wealth of whole universe and Vaikuntha, even what he will tell? Oh, don't tell. I don't want. From beginning, if this transcendental Shraddha is there, anyone cannot cheat. I know that this very strong desire to serve Krishna was not in so many devotees, they fall down. If it was so strong, anyone cannot cheat him. You know, Haridas Thakur, even Maya herself came. But he returned by doing pranam. So, we should try to have this transcendental fight to the desire to serve Krishna. And this desire is more superior than any wealth of whole world, even Vaikuntha. You should know this thing. And then you will be very good, high class of devotees. Shraddha, then?
Then, when the devotee, by the causeless mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, receives this Shraddha within his heart, then he will feel, that person from whom I have received this Shraddha, I belong to him, I am his property. He cannot give up his Gurudev. And receiving this transcendental wealth, he thinks, I have to protect it. How will I protect it? Then we come
to the village. Tell to Gurudev what? Ei dehami tumare. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to his Guru Ishwar Purupad. What he told? You remember? Do you remember? Oh, this body, my senses, my all senses, I have surrendered unto your lotus feet. Now I am not mine. I am yours only, yours and yours. How I can be delivered from this world and Krishna prema will come? Oh, please save me giving this, he will tell. A real devotee. Then?
Just like we keep with us our passport and we're very much worried. Oh, where's my passport? Where did I keep it? Did anyone take it? We try to protect that. So if this Shraddha will come, the devotee, he will try to protect it very, very carefully. How? Ato Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangata Vatana Kriya. He will try to be in very high class association. Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu. Sadhu means sadno ti sadayati cha Krishna prema iti sadhu. Who engages us in sadhan, brings us in the line of real, pure, shuddha bhakti, sadhan bhakti, to achieve our aim and object, he is sadhu. And we have to do sangha with him. What is that sangha? Samyak rupen anugaman. Sangha. Sang means completely, and ga means common, to follow. How? To follow the Guru and Vaishnava, 100% with body, mind and words, externally and internally, as far as we can, according to our stage. So this Sadhu Sangha is the next stage. And by that Sadhu Sangha, he begins his Bhajana Kriya.
But Swayam Brahmaji has told this. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has explained in his Sikshastakam. What? If that kind of transcendental Shraddha has come in the heart of any devotee, but even he has no Sadhu Sangha, then what will be? It will dry. It will not work. So we should try to have a high class of association, otherwise being so, and it will dry. No use at all. Then what will be? Oh, he will search here and there. Who is Guru? Who is transcendental Guru? Who will save me? And he will give me. He will purify my this transcendental Shraddha. And how I can serve Krishna? Then he will search here, then there. Oh, Krishna will help them. Those who are searching their Gurudev, oh, by their own intelligence, oh, they cannot help. But if surrendered to Krishna always, praying to Krishna, then Krishna will arrange. He will arrange that a very high class of Guru they can have. And then they will take initiation and serve that Gurudev, always serving like bosom friend, and they can go up.
So in Shastra it is written, Janana Maranadi Sansara Anala Santaptadipsa Shirsha Janana Shiniva. Just like a man whose hair is on fire is looking for a river. In the same way, the conditioned soul in the cycle of birth and death, or we should run and try to find very highly qualified guru and association. I met someone recently, they told me, oh, I just like to listen to tapes. So I said, if your hair is on fire, then you can play a tape of water also. So we have to try to be in look very eagerly, like a man whose hair is on fire, for very good association. They will help us and engage us in hearing, chanting and remembering. This is called Bhajana Kriya. And as one goes on hearing, chanting and remembering, in under the guidance of very qualified, liberated Vaishnavas,
In this time, it is also very essential that we should know that what is pure bhakti, what is impure bhakti, what is sangha siddha bhakti, what is arop siddha bhakti, what is karma mishra bhakti, what is karma, what is gyan mishra bhakti, yoga mishra bhakti. And we should try to avoid them. But if you are not knowing that what is pure bhakti, oh, only distribution of books, not going very deep, or doing archan, hours and hours, 2 hours, oh, then Krishna will be very upset and he will have to run away from there. Oh, he is doing only arti, but I am hungry. Oh, he cannot tolerate so much. Or anything like this. These are karma mishra. So we should try to realize all these things and follow pure bhakti. We should try to know the deeper meaning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam and all other things. Then serving Gurudev, developing. From Kanishtha Adhikari he will come to, and then Nishtha will come. What is Nishtha?
Nishtha?
Daily dresses are changing. Garland of very high class of flowers. or necklace, very golden and everything is there. Oh, then you know, very beautiful, very beautiful. But no dress, of very small Thakurji, Gaur Nityananda. Any devotee like Gaur Kasodas and Bansi Das, oh, they will think, they will quarrel with that devotee, Thakurji. Oh, I will not serve you. Oh, Gaur is better. Oh, Nityananda. And sometimes Nityananda is better. I don't like, oh, this Gauranga.
Very naughty.
Very naughty. Today he could not help me. A boy came and smashed me. Pushed me. And my leg was broken. My feet was broken. So I will not serve you from today. And he began to give one chilam. Chilam, you know? Like smoking. Oh, Nityananda. Oh, very good, very good, very good. Sometimes quarreling, sometimes loving. Sometimes Ekadasi for
several days
in continuation. And sometimes on Ekadasi he is taking something. Absorbed in Krishna Prem, always, always. So they don't have taste that the dress will be changed and deities will be very bigger and very taller and very beautiful. Never. So this is
okay.
And then very high class of attachment comes. Ashakti comes. If Ashakti comes, then no chance of falling down. We should try to achieve this Ashakti. First, Ashakti means you can divide.
In the stage of Ruchi, this splendor, this Shobha of bhajan, of bhakti, is appearing in the heart of the sadhak, and he realized something. Who am I? And this causes a very deep agitation in his heart, which causes him to be very deeply attached, first of all to bhajan. So in Ashakti, two stages. Deep attachment to bhajan, hearing, chanting and remembering. And when his Ashakti, his attachment becomes even deeper, then it becomes Ashakti to bhajaniya, to his Ishtadev, the object of his bhajan. In the stage of...
First Ashakti, Aruchi will be bhajan visha. And then it will be transferred into... Then to Krishna and Radha.
Then, in the stage of Asakti, and having very confidential instructions from a very high-level bhajan shikshaguru, he will do sadhana, continue with his sadhana, in following the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. Tishtam rajayita danuragi dananugami kalim nayeda tilam ityupadesha saram. Always chanting and remembering. Amahe namara dehaya sada krishna namalave braje radha krishna seva manasa karive. In the core of his heart, serving the lotus feet of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan and going on chanting and remembering, the Shuddha Sattva will come. He will enter the stage of Bhav. This Bhav is the essence of Samvit Shakti and Kladini Shakti, the very moods from the hearts of the eternal associates of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan will descend from that world through Guru Parampara to his Gurudev and into his heart and cause his heart to be melted by various tastes. Shuddha, Sattva, Visheshatma, Prema, Suryansu, Samyabhak, Ruchi, Bidhi, Chitamasrinya, Kridaso, Bhava Uchate. In such unprecedented and eloquent way, Srila Rupa Goswami has described this stage, that the prem is like the sun, but one ray of the sunlight of prem comes down into the heart of the devotee and melts his heart, and many desires come into his heart. Bhagavat Prapt Abhilas, he desires, oh Krishna, I want to get Krishna, where are you Krishna? Also, Anukul Abhilas, his heart is overwhelmed with the aspiration to render some very intimate and favorable services for his Ishtadev. And so had Abhil asked how to be serving with a special type of affection. And then, being in the stage of Bhav, his Siddha Deha comes, and he's in the stage of Swarup Siddhi. Going on chanting and remembering, he realizes Rasamayi Bhakti. In the stage of Bhav, he can understand what is Stayi Bhav, his continual permanent relationship with Krishna. He realizes Vibhav, how many objects in connection with Krishna and Krishna himself and his associates are stimulating his mood. Anubhavs come, subsequent reactions, sometimes laughing, crying, dancing, rolling on the ground. Sattvic Bhav, 8 types of ecstatic bodily symptoms come in his body, crying, trembling, perspiring, the choking of the voice, fading of bodily color, becoming stunned, and Sanchari Bhavs, 33 transitory emotions. He experiences all these things, and as he goes on doing bhajan, then he can no longer experience these bhavs individually. They become like one yaschavakara bhadavu, very astonishing and miraculous experience. That means now he's tasting ras. And this ras is the aim and object of our bhakti. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam vyadi kutam trilabhyate tatra dalyam api mula mekalam janma koti sukrita anarabhyate. Srila Prabhupada, who established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, said that I have taken this word Krishna consciousness from this verse, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati. It is the International Society for Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati, the International Society to realize what is this transcendental rasa in the eternal service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. In this life, a sadhak can go no higher than this. If he comes in this stage, when he gives up his body, then he will take birth in Prakat Vrindavan, in the pastimes of Krishna, which are going on in some universe, some material universe. And he will take his birth from the womb of the gopi, and in this way enter into the divine lila of Radha Krishna by the mercy of Yoga Maya.
Thank you. So, in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told, Labdhva sudarvam idam bahu sambhavan manushyam arthadam anityam api hadhira turnam jatet na patet anumitya javat nisheyasaya visaya khalu sarvatas. This is not the first time that you have become human. This body, like male and female human, this is not first time. From very beginning of creation, in any form you must be there. From since when this world was created, we are all were there. Again, Krishna has given a chance, giving human body. I'm giving you more one chance. You should understand this very clearly and strongly, that if you are dead, again you can have so many wives, children, wealth, reputation and all these things. In any of life, even in hogs and pigs, any life you can have all these things. What you have now, nothing to lose. So I am telling you, what? Turnam jate tana patet anumittu javat. In this life, a strong will come. I will not depart. I will do bhakti here. Turnam jate tana patet anirjavat. Until this life is not over, not goes. In the meantime, very short time, like Maharaj Khatwang, in a moment, he was liberated and bhakti, he received bhakti. So in this life, I will not give any energy to anything else. Because in all lives we have given so much energy for all other things. To make wealth for ladies. Oh, you know, the elephants, one elephant has how many wives, you know? Oh, thousands of. But he's still not satisfied. You know, hogs and pigs, they don't know who is mother, sister and anything. All are for their sense gratifications. So if you are dying, after death you can again have all these things. Nothing to...
Nothing to lose.
So we must give our energy where? Oh, how we can achieve Krishna prema. And if you are giving your energy here and there, then you are losing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for this. Rupa Goswami came for this. Oh, himself, this Bhaktivedanta Swami came for this mission. I also, I am following the same mission. Their words, I am coming. Don't waste your time. Try to give for some energy, then more and more and more, and whole energy where? To practice bhakti yoga. Your life will be successful. But if you are not doing so, then you are cheating yourself. Gaur Premanand. From tomorrow, we will begin. Go on, coming daily, and hearing very patiently, very carefully our classes. One kirtan. If you can do to Australian show.